tear the bad boys are wrestling. Just a competition.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following Podzilla 1985 podcast is scheduled for one fall. I'm Hunter Hendricks. He's Zach Priest and your host, Shannon Young. This is Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
And what a glorious day to be back in the K103 studios.
It's a new day.
It's a new day.
It's a new day for us.
How you doing?
Don't be sour.
Hey, Zach.
Hey.
How you doing?
Asa pulled that on Lindsay on the show we did on Tuesday with the don't be sour.
I heard that. I was waiting on somebody to feel the power.
That was my favorite part of the show.
That's great. It's good stuff.
We'll start off talking a little bit about Night of Champions.
Yes. Although, before we get right into this,
never
maybe
mind.
You want to do
Hunter Hendricks with a breaking news alert.
Breaking news. Senior breaking news correspondent.
Hold on. Before you even do that, senior burn correspondent, Zach Price. That was the fucking greatest thing
good.
I've read in a long time.
That was good
the
stuff.
1 million mimes. We were doing the show on Tuesday, and I read that out loud, and everyone in there just started laughing. And I was like, that is the best right there. That was a good
stuff.
One. Yeah, so congratulations, Zach Price.
Thank you.
You're the burner of the week.
So, Aaron Powell.
Yes, Aaron Powell.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Who the fuck is that guy?
I know who that guy
is. He keeps commenting.
We have a request for the show.
Oh, shit.
And here's the thing. I don't really know how to handle this. Because I'm not sure if he was drunk when he was live tweeting me during Night of Champions, but I think like maybe something was going on there.
All right.
So
let's do it live on air.
Randomly in the midst, see, I don't have like exact text because I mean there was way too much going through that night. But randomly in the midst of the show, as he's just texting me stuff about it and asking me questions about wrestling and shit, he goes on the next show. I got a request, and I'm like, okay. And he goes, I want you to do your John Laurinaitis impression, me, while Shannon impersonates JBL. I don't know why. Did you do that before? I don't know if that was a thing that
I think
did.
We may have done a JBL one or two because I make fun of JBL.
Because
really
all I remember is that we got us a flying goat or whatever the hell he says every time.
These fans are having some fun tonight. So I guess they wanted us to do John Laurinaitis for a minute. Maybe it's because JBL says Big Match Johnny and there's really only one Big Johnny around here. I can't follow that. I'm sorry, Aaron Powell. I can't follow Hunter Hendricks, John Laurinaitis.
We got us a failing Shannon here.
He does all the voices. I can't do wrestling voices.
Why was my ass to do anything?
See, I don't know. And here's the thing, though. To be fair, as I recall in the text, he said something about Shannon. I think that's his name. And so maybe he thought you instead. I don't know.
Who the fuck would know my name?
I mean, Aaron, was literally like, who the fuck is that guy?
Aaron, to be fair, who would know my name? I only created the fucking network.
Shit.
But I got some funny news too.
Actually, his request for you was just to eat that damn ghost pepper. I mean,
just
he mentions
hurry
it
up
every
and eat
time
the
really?
Talk about
really?
The
so
show.
Somebody
yes.
wants to see me do it?
Yeah.
Next fucking show, I'm bringing the camera.
But I
and
told
I'm
him outright. I was like, he wants us to buy it and then he'll eat it.
I'll buy the pepper.
I'll mail it. If I can mail it, I'll mail it to you. He lives in
that sounds even
sketchier,
Pittsburgh. And I'd rather do that one.
He lives in Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
that sounds funnier.
Pittsburgh, man, that's an awful place.
Yeah, ask Kurt Angle's brother.
Oh, shit.
Ooh. But before we get in that subject, so remember our last podcast, or a few podcasts ago, we went on the whole Little Caesars rant?
No,
God.
Explain.
Well, hold on. So let me give you a little backstory. I know where the story's going. So last night, Lindsay, myself, and Bob decided we're going to get Little Caesars, and we're going to watch Muppets. That's going to be our night.
Yes.
So we go to Little Caesars.
Good plan.
And first off, the almost motherfucker of the week is the chick that was right behind us in line, because she gets up to the counter and she's talking to the guy, and I like the guys that work there.
Mm-hmm.
All those guys are awesome.
Yeah.
And she starts just asking for everything. It's like, I want this and this and this, and she's acting like she knows everything. She wants two toppings. He tells her the price. She says, why is it that much?
Well, like, she's a Little Caesars insider is what
she's
getting at.
She's,
okay.
And she's pointing at every sign saying, well, it says this on here, it says this on here. I want Parmesan. I know I ain't got to pay for that. And she's just, she's being a complete bitch to this guy. I feel so bad for him because he's such a nice guy.
Yeah.
So she's a piece of garbage.
Is it the one dude?
No, it's the one of the guys I see. He was there, though. He actually is the one that ties into the story.
Yeah.
So we get the pizza, and that gentleman, what's his name?
Dave.
Dave gives me three extra pizzas. And he gave this woman extra pizzas. This is how nice Dave is. He gave her extra pieces.
Just to not have to deal with it.
Yeah, because she was being a complete and utter C word. I'm trying to clean up her act a little bit. We're
going
to go mainstream
soon.
We're
on iTunes now.
Yeah.
But you got to be serious.
He gives us three pizzas, at which we already have three pizzas.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, well, what am I going to do with this? I'll give them to Zach.
Zach likes pizza. Yeah. I want to do something nice for him. So I stop by after we get home. I go over and knock on Zach's door. I pet the dog. I give him the pizzas to leave. Zach sends me a text a little while after that. Zach, tell him why you sent me that text.
It was a fucking empty goddamn box.
Yes.
I didn't even get a food for pizza. I got no pizza that time.
There is no more disappointing moment in life than to find a pizza box that you think has some fucking pizza in it. Because that happens to us in the break room upstairs all the time. Somebody will leave shit. Like, if you leave it on the table, it's just generally understood. If I walk by there twice and it's still on the table, that's free for the
table. That's fair game.
Yeah, that's out there for somebody to take.
Right.
And people will leave pizza boxes because they won't fit in the trash can. But they don't, like, leave them open, man. If there's nothing in there, leave it open. Don't get my hopes up. Yeah. Don't get me excited.
That's a cock tease.
Because, dude, at 5:30 in the morning, I don't give a shit. If there's pizza up there, I'm eating it. That's
happening.
I always
put my pizza box behind the trash can.
That's a good place.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, it. Hey, it's out of the
way.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, oh, we got pepperoni. And I was like, and a sausage. Not shit.
You didn't have pepperoni sausage or cheese or bread or sauce or anything.
That's like the worst Christmas gift ever. Here, kids, open this one. There's nothing in it.
So then I thought, maybe he did listen. Maybe it was just one elaborate plan.
And he knew it might come back
to
you.
So now he is senior burn correspondent.
Burn from afar.
But let's name the motherfucker of the week.
Yeah, let's.
Let's name the motherfucker of the week. I got to look his name up real quick.
Okay.
You might know it off the top of your head. It's that little prick that changed the price of the
from
$13.50 a pill to $750.
The AIDS medication. Yeah.
What is the name of it?
It's horrible.
You see that guy on the you see on the news and he's like in the pose like this.
Yeah, that's the guy. That's the little prick. Yeah. His name is.
He went back and changed one though, didn't he?
Yeah, he was Martin, like, born a douchebag.
Martin
Shkreli.
Shkreli. Yeah.
Yep.
So
that's the guy.
By far and away, you are the motherfucker of the week to try to turn a huge profit on a drug that people need to survive,
and then to try to justify it
while you're taking pictures of you doing the finger guns and you're quoting Eminem on your Facebook.
Yep.
You're a piece of shit, and I hope you get AIDS. So,
and then you run out of meds,
and then you run out of meds because you can't afford your own pills. You piece of garbage.
That's hardcore, dude. That's
there
hard.
It is.
It's hardcore.
It works for me.
Well, that really pisses me off. This is something I would talk about on a normal show.
Oh, yeah.
And if I had known about this before we did Tuesday, I would have done it on Tuesday instead of talking about fucking Common Core math. But I didn't. But now I'm really pissed off about it. So, yeah, I would just a big middle finger to that guy. I would bust his face with a sledgehammer if I could.
Yikes.
But let's get to Night of Champions because we didn't do a reaction show.
Oh, man. Can we talk about this without falling asleep? That full throttle's not going to help.
Why am I the fucking sidekick?
Because you look like the sidekick in the picture.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm clearly the hero.
Right, he's right up in the front.
I guess you could be like James Gordon. That's still a sidekick. He just texted. He's posted something.
No, I didn't do.
He posted something. I got to check.
That's
going to
be real confusing when this goes live. Why am I the sidekick? For what? What are you talking about?
I think 4-1 Wrestling.
Aaron and Dylan both are going to be like, what the fuck?
And the other listeners, I'm sure we have.
Yeah.
There's only one more. I think it's Dalton.
Somewhere.
So Dalton just got his certification to be a substitute teacher. Congratulations, Dalton.
Oh, yeah. Congrats.
I applaud you, my friend. I think he also says he has tuberculosis.
What?
I don't know.
That's weird.
Moving on. Night of Champions.
Yeah.
4-1 Wrestling.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not excited about this subject.
I'm not either because.
Who is?
But you know what? They gave it a good review. They said it was a good show.
Well, here's the thing. I will say, after having kind of gotten a chance to go back and look at this, because I did watch a lot of it, not the next day. I watched Raw that day, Tuesday. I went back and kind of just watched some of the show, left it in the background while I was doing stuff. And the matches aren't bad.
No, they're good matches.
It's good wrestling.
Yeah. Just,
but it's just so damn boring.
There's
man.
No there's like no storyline to any of them.
Yeah, it's just pointless.
Well, everything, and granted, I mean, we were split on some decisions or whatever, but most things outside of, for the most part, I'd say what, the Kevin Owens Ryback outcome.
I called
it. You called it. But in general, I don't think that was the consensus.
We were,
most
I was
people
still
didn't
shocked.
Think that was
we all wanted Kevin Owens to win.
We
just didn't expect
right,
it.
Right, but we didn't expect it. But almost everything else was either, yep, saw that coming. Dudley's in New Day. You knew that was going to happen.
New Day lost by DQ.
Yeah, and, Divas tag or Divas title. You knew that was going to
and
Charlotte.
I was so pissed off about that.
Yeah. I was more pissed off about, and you know where we're going with this.
No.
Fucking John Cena.
Who?
John Cena!
John Cena!
We can have a slight argument about that.
We'll say
John.
Because I have a there's a reason why I feel like John Cena was good for John Cena to win that title, but we can go to the main event first.
Yeah, so let's save that for a second. Let's talk about the undercard for a little bit.
Yeah.
Mostly, I just want to talk about what a horrible mistake it is to put the belt on Charlotte versus Nikki Bella. And you're going to think I'm crazy for saying that, but in a fake sport with fake action and pre-scripted things, I think Nikki Bella is a great champion. She's got the look. She's got the popularity. She's got her own TV show, more or less. She's the John Cena of the women's division.
Well, the thing
there's a reason John Cena's John Cena.
Yeah, WWE painted themselves into a corner with this because after they did what they did last Monday, where we all generally knew Charlotte wasn't going to win because they wanted that record away from AJ, the longest reigning.
What a petty bunch of fucking people.
Absolutely, but you knew it was coming.
Oh, yeah.
So after that, it was almost a foregone conclusion. Sunday, she's going to lose it because they're not that concerned at that point. They're going to go ahead and start moving the title around. They can't have that be the case and continue, or not have that be the case and continue to say that they have a Divas Revolution because they don't have
they
one
don't
if the belt is all. But they don't, exactly.
They
You're
don't
right.
in general.
So it does feel hollow. It also felt hollow that, again, coming out of Monday, Charlotte should have had it then. There was no logic behind
that. Would have been a better story.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That she takes away the title reign from Nikki Bella,
yeah,
that she defeats
the big record.
That she takes away from her. Nikki Bella could have gone psycho and had a great feud with her. Instead, the pointless throwaway match on the pay-per-view where she beats her, and the stakes are gone now.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, who fucking cares?
Paige, apparently.
And have you guys watched any of NXT last night, by the way?
Yeah.
Because this ties in.
Yeah, I just watched it right before you guys
we'll
got
We'll get
here.
Into the Eva Marie subject in a minute. But then the thing,
I want to talk about Eva Marie, actually, in a second. Go
but ahead. They were talking about the whole Sasha and Bayley. They said the Divas Revolution. I forget what they said, but basically they said, "Our Bayley is like, I want to be as good. I want to be in the Divas Revolution with Charlotte and Becky." Completely ignore the whole Sasha thing because she's still in NXT right now,
sort of
doing her thing.
Right.
So they don't even act like she's part of the Revolution right now.
It's just she's not. Becky they've
and
kept
Charlotte.
Her out of it.
Yeah.
They and I thought that they were. Out. I thought they were doing like the tease type thing that we're going to bring her in, but it's like no, it's completely gone now.
Why would you take Sasha Banks, who is more popular than Charlotte? Everyone always says Charlotte was going to be like the gold standard of the Divas.
It's Sasha.
It's Sasha.
Yeah.
Sasha is the one everyone wants to
see.
She's
the one that gets the chance every freaking show.
Yeah, and Blue Pants, who they still haven't signed.
But she was on NXT last night. She helped the Vaudevillains retain their titles.
Ridiculous.
Or at least ran
Alexa
Bliss off.
Well, she ran Alexa Bliss off, yeah.
Yeah.
So you keep Sasha Banks off. You drop the title from Nikki to Charlotte. And
now Paige is feuding with them.
Other than the view of Nikki on her stomach's like pounding the mat. Turn off your phone!
Every week.
Mine was only vibrating.
And her ass jiggling because it was a nice ass. Nikki Bella has the nicest ass. No, as a married man, you don't look at it.
I don't.
But I do.
Yeah.
Just for the record. Speaking of Eva Marie, just one real quick thing.
Oh, dear God.
Just one quick thing. It's not even about her wrestling. It's about her being in the new game.
Nothing should be.
Why is she in the new game, but not Sasha, Charlotte,
Let's
Becky?
Let's not go there.
And Bayley?
Well, if you believe 2K, it's not their fault. Please understand.
How is it not their fault?
That we could not.
Like, even if you said, they started making the game before the Divas Revolution. Fucking Eva Marie hasn't been on TV in how long?
According to 2K, according to their statement, they I'm going to give you a quote here. They tried their best to get Charlotte, Sasha, Bayley, and who am I forgetting?
Becky.
Into the game, and they could not. That tells me WWE blocked it.
There's no reason.
That's a WWE move.
Why would they block it?
As simple as Eva Marie is, she shouldn't be that hard to put in a game.
No. Well, she's in the game.
So these other people who were actually...
Yeah, Eva's there.
Yeah, she... I don't know why I'm just going with that. I'm just so pissed off about
I'm pissed
it.
Off, too. I'm angry because their excuse is always, they didn't make the cut because it was too late.
Right.
Bullshit.
But at this point, one, that's what the fucking DLC is for. You can put things in that you couldn't put in before because you didn't have enough time.
Yep.
But DLC at its core is just content they've already made, taken out, and then sent out later for more money.
This is going to start sounding like Nerd Up for a minute, but that tells me the fact that they can tell you outright, no, there's not going to be a Divas Revolution DLC. We're not lying about this. It's not happening. That tells me that DLC is already made.
It's planned.
That's behind a fucking paywall.
Yeah. They're getting ready to make money on the release for the game, and then 3 months later they're going to be like, hey, we actually did make this, and then it's going to bring more money into them.
No, I don't think that's the case at all. I think what it comes down to is the stuff that they've already made. The DLC's already done.
Yeah.
And that they're not a part of it. So basically what they're saying is, we have other parts of this game. We're not going to give you with the retail price. We're just not going to do it.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what he was saying, to be fair to Zach.
I thought you meant with the Divas, though. I thought you were saying they're going to do one with the Divas. Because I don't think it's happening. They said outright they're not doing it.
Yeah, because it would be stupid of them to say it's not happening.
Yeah.
And because they're hurting their sales.
Yeah.
They're going to hurt their sales chances.
Oh, yeah. And you would think WWE would step up and go, no, wait a minute.
you can put them in.
Yeah, that'll happen. We can do that.
The only thing I can think of is maybe are they making an NXT game? Are they maybe making a...
That'd be awesome.
That'd be great.
That would be great. I would rather buy an NXT game than a WWE, personally. Yeah,
I would, too.
I mean, WWE is at the point where, you know, it's not like it was in the days of the roster split where they have such a huge roster that they almost need two games, but they're definitely at a point where NXT and the main roster are so disparate. They're so different that they really do kind of need some serious definition there.
Yeah, and you could take the engine from the WWE game and easily apply it to NXT and then release it as a budget title. $30
They did it with WWE and WWF at the time and ECW back in the late 90s anyway.
Midway Rules and
that was Acclaim. Midway, wasn't it?
Acclaim.
Yeah, or Acclaim, yeah.
Yeah. Terrible games. Don't look at it. Those were terrible games.
Real bad.
Back to Night of Champions now?
Back to Night of Champions.
Back to Night of Champions.
Some shit happened.
Oh, we want to go from now. You already got your
I'm mad now.
Well, okay, so I was talking to Shannon the other day, and I think it was after you had left Gaming Grounds.
Did you say Shannon?
Shannon.
Shannon. Shannon. Okay. That's my name now.
No, I'm down.
Call me Mr. 100.
Shannon.
And the five-star. Where is the five-star man?
Probably at the Shrimp Factory.
At the Crab Shack?
Yeah.
But we were thinking that maybe, because I still think that Shannon's prediction of
Sting
winning, Sheamus coming out, getting put in the authority was going to happen, but I think Sting having that injury.
No, already said today that Sting said that wasn't the case.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
But logically.
I knew that I saw that on Fox Sports today on Facebook that Sting had an interview about his injury.
Yeah.
But I didn't read it.
Sting said basically that the ending of the match, because they asked him, is that how the match was supposed to end? And he said, yeah, we just went there quicker. We got to the end quicker because they were worried that his legs were going to give. I mean, he buckled at the knees.
I wonder if that's true, if Sting's just putting on the corporate face for it. I don't know. But the match itself, one, Sting had no reason to go out there and put that kind of match on. He went way above the call of duty. That's what Sting does. That's what Sting does. Consummate professional. But dives off the top rope, two turnbuckle power bombs.
And by the way, his turnbuckle power bombs on Cena before the match, Cena the first match, then Sting and Cena the next night, his turnbuckle power bombs are getting a little more
careless.
He's getting a little closer to the turnbuckle.
Yeah.
And they're hitting right that top turnbuckle right across their shoulder blades.
Across the back.
Yeah. So he's getting a little.
Well, and I wanted to make sure we got this on here. It seems like this is a great time to bring it up. You were talking about that interview, Zach, that Sting did with Fox Sports. He talked a lot about, you know, it's probably not my last match, probably coming back, a little hurt, I'll be all right, I'm banged up, whatever. But I thought this was pretty cool. I read this on the show this morning. It's kind of long, so bear with me. But they asked him about working with Seth Rollins. And, I mean, the dude could not have been nicer, more of a class actor, put him over anymore. This is what Sting had to say about Seth Rollins. He said, quote, it was the biggest pleasure. I'm honored. After 30 years and working with some of the best and some of the greatest, Rollins is, I'm telling you, he's got to be the best I've ever worked with. I mean, the guy has it. And I think that he's just scratching the surface on what he'll do. I've never seen somebody as talented. He worked two matches on Raw, two on SmackDown, or two on the pay-per-view. He's involved in every other segment, and it's physical. He's got guys coming from every angle. There's a lot on his plate, and he's carrying a lot, but he's handling it. He's proven that he can do it, and I'm just glad I had a chance to work with him.
True.
He also says he's the kind of guy who could be in there with a broomstick and make something very interesting happen, a match that people would love somehow. Really, I can't say enough. Now, this was the part that really I thought was pretty cool. Sting says that when he was loading in the ambulance, like right after he got back in the curtain, they took him straight to the ambulance. And he said Seth came and poked his head in and said, man, I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened. He said, I told him, don't worry about it. It's not your fault. And he said, for at least 15 minutes, Seth just said, I just want to tell you what an honor it was. What a pleasure. I can't believe I had a chance to get in the ring work with you. I was you for Halloween when I was a kid. And he said he just went on and on about it. But Sting went on to say, you know, quote, he has no idea how much I appreciated being able to work with him.
One, so, Seth Rollins, absolutely true, everything he said. Seth Rollins makes everything better.
Oh, yeah.
Seth Rollins is fantastic. The writing is what puts Seth Rollins in a bad place.
Oh, absolutely.
Two, Sting's class act, man.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. What a class act.
On both ends. I mean, the fact that he can tell that story and you know that, you know, these two guys, the respect there is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
we need more Sting
and to bring it
less
up there
Bubba Ray Dudley.
Try to bring the show up a little bit.
Yeah. But
was the show down?
Yeah, we were all mad.
I'm still mad.
Eva Marie was a thing. And
she's so hot. How can something so hot be so worthless?
Wow. Okay, first of all, we're getting to see. I want to go back to the Cena segment for a second.
Okay.
God damn, son of a bitch.
I have to bring it in because we talked about it at Gaming Grounds, and I want to make it
I want to put it on tape.
We not only talked about the Gaming Grounds, we took a picture of you, which I sent to Hunter, which pissed him off.
I forget what I said now. Something about, there you go, portrait of a John Cena fan.
I really wish you'd send me pictures. I want that to be my Facebook profile.
I have it. I'll send it.
You were so happy. Like
I was.
A five-year-old.
Well,
John Cena fan. So,
okay, well,
you know.
here's why it was good for Cena to win, and it's my opinion. Nobody else's. This is not.
If you bring up the right. U.S. Open Challenge.
No.
Okay.
The thing is, if let's say Rollins would have won both matches and kept both titles, what title would they have focused on more?
You mentioned this before, that they would focus on the world title and the U.S. title would fall to the wayside.
Would fall back.
That's true.
Okay, so Cena winning helps that title if Monday didn't happen. If Monday's Night Raw, whenever he got his rematch and he beat Rollins clean, basically it just goes back. He could do the feud again, but if he would have kept a feud going for between Rollins or something, it would have been better. But him winning it did help it, but Monday night kind of put it back a little bit.
No, I mean, I know we're going to talk more about Kane in a bit, but let me just throw a kind of fantasy booking idea at you for a second here. Let's say that Rollins retains both titles on Sunday night, but everything still happens the same otherwise. Kane still shows up, whatever. By Monday, we find out, okay, Hell in a Cell, you're going to have to defend both of these titles again. We got to do this all over again. Now you got to deal with Kane. Now you got to deal with Cena. We're not going to make you fight two matches, Seth. The Authority finally says, we're not going to make you do that. We're not going to do that. We're just going to have a triple threat match.
That'd be interesting.
First fall for the U.S. title, second fall for the WWE title. That's how it is. Because they've done this before at WrestleMania with Benoit, Angle, and Jericho over the... with redacted Angle and Jericho.
There you go.
And over the what was it, the Intercontinental and European titles. Yeah, because I think Angle came in with both and lost with, or left with neither of them, if I remember correctly.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Why does goddamn John Cena have to win this goddamn match twice in a row clean?
Yeah, that's the only problem. That so much more.
Why?
That's the only problem.
And I keep hearing, this is why I said this, I keep seeing and reading and hearing from people, but it's cool because the U.S. Open Challenge would come back, and those were really cool,
like that.
Right?
I don't like that.
Okay, I really liked him at the time, but... obviously, they're not coming back. That's not going
to
happen.
It's got to be. You said it with. I said it has to be like a new NXT superstar come up or somebody we haven't seen yet. And then I forget what one of you said at Gaming Grounds. Kevin Owens, both of them go for
Kevin Owens,
title versus title.
Yeah.
Title versus title.
That sounds better. Yeah. I don't want to see the
put
U.S.
put the U.S. title on Neville somehow or another.
Yep.
Here's
or Cesaro.
The problem.
I mean,
here's
Cesaro.
The well, fuck Cesaro. We'll get to Cesaro in a second.
They don't want to give Cesaro a title, man. Fuck a title.
Here's my problem with Cena. My problem with the Cena thing is you can't have it both ways. You can't have Seth Rollins go out, lose clean to John Cena, and prove once again that he's not good enough to be champion.
Yeah.
Because that's what it does.
Yeah.
And then have him beat Sting
clean
and go, okay, he beat a legend. He beat a legend.
Right.
And then the next night, lose to John Cena again. Clean.
You can't make Sting look worse in that situation,
and
really.
Christ
and
almighty.
And then you said it. He beat Rollins twice, two nights in a row, clean. Why doesn't he have a title match?
Why isn't he the world title?
Yeah.
None of it makes
sense.
But
he won't be. It'll be Kane.
Yeah.
And they'll hand wave that away as board of directors. Kane is going to book himself into a match.
I kind
of
like that storyline with Kane.
No, I'm not going to lie to you. I laughed a lot about Shannon's going to sleep. I laughed a lot about the whole goofy Kane thing. That's fun.
That was fun.
At the same time, is it good? No. It's fun, but is it good for what's going on right now? I mean, outright, I've got a whole topic right here that I was going to pull up in a little bit. I got a whole headline that literally says Vince McMahon freaking out over ratings drop.
How many times have we seen Kane come through the ring, though?
How many times have we seen
ratings
drop?
And, like, the only time I've actually been like, holy shit, and I'm like, I wasn't a kid. I was like, when it was the Brie Bella, when he was trying to pull Brie Bella.
Yeah.
That was like the only time, like, as an adult, I was like, that actually would kind of freak me out a little bit.
Yeah.
But ever since then, it's like,
I mean,
do you think Kane is the ratings killer? Like, you think he's going to just fucking knock it out of the park?
Here it comes.
The thing is, people don't want to watch a 3-hour Raw.
Ace is going to punch every single one of us right in the baby maker the next time.
No, we like Kane.
I like Kane just fine.
Yeah, that's the thing. We do like Kane.
But if your ratings are slipping and you're freaking out, quote unquote, you send Kane in there to get the job done?
Yeah.
But see, the thing is, now with the ratings, they take ratings every 15 minutes. They can see what's going wrong. And we don't know what it is because they won't say. It could be the whole Divas thing. But the thing is, you have a 3-hour Raw on Monday Night Football. That's going to be a recent thing now. Football's dropping. And I've said it before, and I'll keep saying it. Raw is like getting on a treadmill. You get on there, you go nowhere, but you get worn out by the end.
It used to be, when I was a kid, and Lindsay can testify to this because she and I would talk online, I would tell her on Monday nights, I got to go. It's time for wrestling.
Right.
Same.
And I would watch the entire show.
Not Lindsay, though.
I would watch the entire show and enjoy every second of it. I would be wrestling around in my room. I would be enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
Later on in my college years and my young adult life, I would watch it. But yeah, I would watch it, but it would be on in the background.
Right, yeah.
Yep.
Now I can barely get through reading about
Even
it.
Even on mm-hmm. Hulu Plus, it's half a show. I have no commercials now. I'm still
skipping around.
Still in the background.
You just hover over that bar to see who's in this segment. Nope, not this time.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Yep. I found myself watching The Network a lot this week.
Yeah. I have too.
But just for classic stuff.
Old stuff.
I watched The Legends with JBL with Eric Bischoff, which was fantastic.
Yep.
I watched the Eric Bischoff Top 10 Controversial Moments, which was fantastic. Mm-hmm. I love that WCW is basically Black History Month in the WWE. They get a week for their history.
Did you watch the New Day thing?
No, but I did. I did start to watch Three Divas. It was Molly Holly, Alondra Blaze, and Ivory. They sit down at the table and they
have, they do. I see that one,
but I turned it off in about 5 seconds because if I see that many horses in one restaurant, I start to lose my appetite.
I'm excited for their show coming out in October.
Oh, Zach, you're no longer the senior burn correspondent.
I'm not.
I'm sorry.
That was a good one.
That one's taken away. Yikes.
For the record, I do love Molly Holly.
Was their waitress Sarah Jessica Parker?
Oh, God.
No.
Then it's just an episode of My Little Pony.
Did you see the commercial for the new show they got coming out?
No.
October 26th, I believe it is. Maybe 26th. It's basically like, I don't know if you guys ever seen the show, Hard Knocks on HBO.
Nope.
Where they follow
The Breaking Ground thing?
The Breaking Ground.
NXT?
They basically follow NXT superstars in the training camp working out. I can't wait for this.
It's like an E60 thing, but it's a show.
Yes.
Yeah.
I prefer the backstage.
Well, I think we all do.
Yeah. I prefer to watch how it's done versus
Kayfabe's
what it is.
Dead, baby.
Yeah.
Kayfabe's
dead. And let it die because they can't fucking do it right anymore.
But Kane's still got that mask, though.
And I like
Kane. I'm going to just sip this tea.
But it's none of your business. I have what I hear. Let's talk about, if we're talking about Night of Champions, let's talk about one more thing.
We had to talk about the most important thing, I think we're all thinking.
The most important thing for me was the fucking fan.
That's what I'm going for.
That gets in the ring with the Shield.
You know, we got prosecuted.
10 days in jail.
10 days. Yeah. And that's the minimum. He could have got 6 months.
Yeah, he got 10 days because he pled guilty. If they'd taken it to trial, he could have gotten a maximum of 6 months for that.
Shannon messaged me that, and I texted him back and said, goddamn right, they need to clean their bullshit up.
I think WWE's finally taking this a lot more
seriously.
They have
to. And I told Zach this. Have you noticed all of these people that have been running into the ring and doing this? It's all been around the Shield.
Yep.
Rollins, Ambrose, and Reigns.
Yep.
And I'm surprised Ambrose hasn't been the one going backstage raising hell after he was the one who was in the most danger the first time.
He almost got stabbed.
Yeah.
So is there, Hunter, do you know, is there some kind of rule now or an unspoken rule that the wrestlers can no longer put their hands on the fans when they get in the ring?
I don't know, but it's my understanding and my guess anyway that now that wrestling isn't quite the Wild West that it was back when we did have multiple companies and WWE wasn't the focal point. Back then, yeah. I mean, we've seen it and we've referenced it a million times, Eddie and RVD.
Yeah.
As soon as it happened, man, it's going down.
WCW, when the guy tried to rush the ring, they beat Kevin Nash.
Kevin Nash knocked him out.
Yeah.
I think nowadays people are a lot more afraid of, and I'm going to reference one that honestly was ended up being validated after the kind of media stuff fell apart, but the McDonald's hot coffee deal. At the end of the day, that was actually, they really did need to turn down the temperature of their coffee. Somebody got seriously burned on whatever, but after that became a thing and entered the public conscience, you can sue for that? We're going to sue for everything. So they're doing everything they can to protect themselves. At the same time, it's my understanding, too, though, that when you buy a ticket, it's pretty much admitted right there. You're basically signing an agreement that says, I'm not going to interfere with these performers.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it.
Yep.
And so, I don't think that it's probably an unwritten rule, my guess, backstage, is that if you are interacted with in a way that you shouldn't be, ignore it as best you can. Security will take care of it as soon as they can. But also defend yourself.
That's what I was going to say.
As soon as they can.
Yeah.
Right.
Because that cracked out Joey Mercury guy looked a little psychopathic. He looked like...
He got in the ring with them.
And then
he was dressed like them. I think that was the point. He was planning this.
But then as he got tackled, he had that face like... I don't know. He didn't change his facial expression as he was getting taken down.
You got to be a special kind of dumb to try to get in the ring at WWE.
You name me any time in the past, a wrestler could get so close as to stand next to, or the guy could stand next to the wrestlers and not get popped in his mouth.
A couple of weeks ago when the guy walked down the ramp with Seth Rollins.
Well, it's true. But that, and 10 years ago, if that guy would have been standing, if that
He'd
guy would
dead.
Have climbed to the ring and stood next to the Macho Man, Macho Man would have beat the tar out of him.
Oh, yeah. And,
yeah.
And
he would have.
And deserved it, too.
Oh, yeah.
So
absolutely.
I saw this, and I don't know, maybe, I feel like someone should have done this, but Colt Cabana, he was at WrestleMania 13 or 14, one of the two, and was in a hardcore match, I forget who it was, like Animal or Hawk, one of the two.
Yeah.
And they get up to the turnbuckle, and he starts punching one of the guys because he's punching him, and like, I think, I can't remember if the wrestler told him to or not, but he started punching one of them. And I'm surprised that wrestler didn't turn around and clock him.
Yeah.
They should. I saw a match from Mexico where a guy tried to grab, I think, La Parca's mask,
mm-hmm.
and La Parca turned around and hit him so hard he put the guy down.
Oh, well, yeah, especially in Mexico. That shit is serious, man.
It should be serious.
Messing with somebody's mask,
this is assault, is what it is.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And so far, it's just been on the male wrestlers. I still say, what happens when a guy grabs Nikki Bella? What happens when a guy grabs Bayley
running around celebrating outside the ring? Yeah, we talked about that.
It's getting dangerous.
Man. And I think about this ever since you said that they need to put like the hockey plexiglass thing.
Oh yeah,
I've been thinking. I was like, that'd be such a great heel thing to do.
Yeah,
because like you know how Ric Flair goes to shake your hand, and he does like this.
Yeah,
and he's like, here, take my shirt, and he's like trying to push it through the glass. And he's like, oh, you can't reach it.
Oh, you can't. Get
Come
there.
On, you're right
oh,
here.
Sorry.
Oh my god, that'd be like the greatest heel thing to do is just mess with plexiglass.
Mr. Burns leading kids on that he's gonna adopt them or whatever.
Come on now, son.
So, anyway, fuck that guy.
Yeah, that guy. That,
fuck Night of Champions.
After I saw that, I was literally done with the show. Like, I was already out of the show, but when I saw that, I was so mad. I just said, I don't care about the show anymore.
Yeah, we browned out that night. We browned out that night, and we just sat there playing Mario Maker and drinking instead.
The guy wasn't much taller than the barricade. How the hell did he get in the barricade into the ring before they finally tackled him?
I honestly
he stood there for a good 2 seconds before he got tackled. How
I didn't
did they not
see
it,
but I still kind of wonder because I didn't see when he got in. I don't think there was any camera angle that
showed him,
getting in.
No.
My guess is because they did capture the guy who got up there with Rollins. He came around he was on the ramp where the guardrail's a little less intense.
Yeah.
So this guy was probably in there, got down, crouched along the edge of the ramp, fucking Metal Gear style, then all of a sudden got up and just popped in the ring.
It just went,
yeah. I mean, that's a guess. I don't know. Because all I remember, and I did like that, I don't know if you guys caught this, but Reigns and Ambrose were trying not to laugh because the guy immediately, once they pulled him out, you know, of course, he was raising hell.
Ambrose was already losing it by
Bray time. Wyatt up on the turnbuckle. He starts going, is that your guy? Because they thought that was the mystery partner, and not really thought, obviously, but he brought
he
it
played
in
it
for
off.
A minute. Yeah,
yeah.
Which was pretty good.
I mean,
but
so
at the same time, Wyatt, the more Wyatt, you reference them,
the more you encourage
the more they're going
to
want
to
do
it. Now, how much encouragement to do it would they have had if, as soon as they saw that guy get in the ring, Braun Strowman went over there and just fucking ripped the guy in half Mortal Kombat style.
Pow,
like Goro. Yeah.
Goro low kick.
Oh, my God. All right, so fuck that guy. I'll stop giving him attention.
Much.
Fuck Night of Champions.
Want to go
fuck
to Eva Marie?
Fuck most of Raw, too, man.
Fuck most of Raw. Fuck Big Show beating Cesaro.
Yeah.
Let's not go there.
Let's don't. I don't know how much we can say
about
it.
We all disagree with it. It's whatever.
It was awful.
They're just doing it for Brock Lesnar.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Just to build up. Do you need to build the Big Show up as a threat?
Do you really think he's going to beat him?
No.
Nobody does.
So don't insult our intelligence Cesaro.
The only reason we're tuning in to watch that match is to see him suplex the Big Show.
Yeah.
Now, I wonder
and
if they'll
maybe
do that.
Break the ring.
Yeah. They'll do that same spot they've done before.
The thing is,
right.
I don't think Big Show. Then again, the last time it got broke with him and Mark Henry, he begged and pleaded for them not to do it.
Yeah.
And they still did it.
He
may say, no, don't do it again.
Don't do it anyway.
In the end, it's whatever they want to do.
I just picture Big Show coming back to the back and be like, guys.
I said no.
He's whining about
like
it.
Someone on 411 Mania, I don't remember who it was, but they said the best thing. They said that they're pretty sure at this point Monday Night Raw is written just to troll the internet fans. Like, Vince McMahon is just going, ha, 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 we'll piss them off.
Pluck out the sun. Anyway. You want Vince is Mr. Burns.
You ever seen the sun set at 3 p.m.? Once, when I was sailing around. Shut up.
You want to go to Eva Marie now?
What is there to say?
Okay, no.
What is there to say about the fire crotch?
Let me say, it was leading on the show last night, and I got really mad because 3 weeks ago, whenever you saw the match, I don't know if you did.
Nope.
They saw the match, the ref came down
until two,
and he stopped.
Yeah.
Last night, she came out, and the opening of the show was she applauded the ref for realizing she
not giving in to the fans.
Not giving in to the fans.
Her.
That she did kick out, blah, blah. So the whole time the match, she got heat for. That's how you kick. Like, one time, it's like, that's a
kick
out.
They were saying, that's a kick out, yeah.
So then, the camera angle this time shows her laying down, gets the count to two.
I saw this, actually. Yeah.
No, she didn't move or anything. But the camera angle didn't show that her foot actually was on the rope.
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay, either he did fuck up that first time, and they're making a storyline out of it.
That's what happened.
That's absolutely what it is.
That's what happened.
Shitty storyline.
And it wasn't he fucked up the first time. She fucked up.
Because
the ref
is
instructed, you count three no matter what happens. You don't break it. You were supposed to count three.
Well, I guess he did kind of fuck up then because he literally went one, two, and then stopped.
Yeah.
I guess he was giving her the benefit of a doubt.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was so angry with that because you can't really describe how mad I was. And I can't. It's frustrating because why acknowledge somebody's screw up when you screwed up? I don't know.
You know
I'm
who
just,
I found
I'm just so over
who's
it.
Hotter than Eva Marie?
Natalya.
No.
Bailey.
Yes, but Well, not really. Sort of. Scarlett Bordeaux. Have you ever heard of Scarlett Bordeaux?
I have not.
I found her on the top 100 list of hot women in wrestling for 2015, and by far the hottest woman I've ever seen in wrestling. I just want to say that. So, she's also a wrestler, from what I understand, and not just a supermodel like Eva Marie.
You
could cut fucking glass on Eva Marie's face.
I'm going to give you a little parallel with the thing with Eva Marie, because I've harped about this chick enough at this point. Yesterday, I was watching Max Landis, screenwriter, Chronicle, Wrestling Isn't Wrestling, that guy.
Son of John Landis.
Son of John Landis, though he...
Director of American Werewolf in London.
Yes.
The greatest werewolf movie of all
time. He has a great YouTube channel where he just occasionally, you know, something worth putting out there, I'm going to do it. You know, yeah. Not just full-on produced shorts like wrestling and like, you know, Death and Return of Superman, but sometimes it's just little rants about stuff. It takes too long to tweet because he's big on Twitter. Or he's big on using Twitter, I should say. So yesterday... He, over on Reddit, he had posted a thing about screenwriting and said, I don't really want to do like an AMA here. I just want to, you know, hey, if you have some questions about screenwriting, I'll be glad to try to answer some things. And several people asked him, and he said, okay, a few of these are too kind of AMA-y, but I'll do what I can. Later on, I was kind of just scrolling through it just out of curiosity. And at one point in time, he goes, check my YouTube channel a little bit. I'm going to answer this there. It'll be a lot easier. So he posted a video later on in the afternoon where he mentioned that somebody had asked, okay, I've got, you know, I'm an aspiring screenwriter and I've got a blank page in front of me and that scares me. Or I've got, you know, 10 pages of 10 different scripts, but I can't finish something. What do I do? How do I get into this? And a lot of the advice he'd given throughout the afternoon was very encouraging, even if it was very simple as, you know, move to L.A. You need to move to L.A. You can't do this otherwise.
Right.
Or you need to do this or that or whatever. He said outright this time, he goes, I know you're going to probably hate me for saying this, but I'm just going to say it outright. If you have 10 pages of 10 scripts and you can't finish them, maybe don't be a screenwriter. That's okay. Maybe that's not for you. That's perfectly fine. Your friends will still like you. I will still like you as a person. Sometimes you think you have a dream that you don't, and maybe you're not right for that, but you're right for something else. Go do that. Eva Marie is not right for wrestling.
She's not.
At the end of the day, she's not. She can't do it as well as everyone else. That's all there is to it.
And did you see that?
I was going to say, it's important to say that's not a shot at her.
No, it's not.
No. She is a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
She clearly has many other talents.
She could be a perfect valet.
She could be a manager. She could be an interviewer. She could be a fucking accountant.
Well, she cut that promo before the match that you were talking about, yes. Zach, where she thanked the ref because they're obviously trying to do a pairing, a little angle there, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those kind of screen-in-screen promos that she's on her way to the ring. It's just her talking directly to the camera. And it was the most stilted, awful thing that I've seen in a long time in the way of promos. So she's not good at that. She's not good in the ring. What is the point? At what point do you sit down and go, okay, we've invested entirely too much money in you to let this continue and keep doing it. You are not right for this.
Go ahead.
I don't want to cut you off, but I was going to say, just because you have a desire to be a wrestler doesn't mean you're cut out for it.
So do a bunch of my friends.
Look at Greg Gagne.
But, you know...
Greg Gagne, son of legendary Vern Gagne.
Yeah.
Vern Gagne is one of the greatest of all time. Greg was boring. He was awful. He wasn't awful in the ring, but he wasn't good. He wasn't his father.
Right.
But he still did it, and he did it for a long time.
How many of Flair's kids outside of Charlotte tried?
David Flair.
The youngest one did for a while. Whose name? Reed?
Yeah.
Yeah, tried for a while.
Sometimes you're just not meant for something.
Right.
You know?
Eva has the look of that snotty up, you know...
this is going to be patronizing, but any girl who looks like a model has the WWE look.
But they're always searching for the next Trish Stratus.
My problem with her, two things, is when she's in the ring... Last night, she was trying to act like the heel, and she was trying to mock Carmella.
Yeah.
But all she kept saying over and over again, how are you doing? And she wasn't very good at making it sound...
So she's not good at improvisation either.
No, she wasn't good at even making it sound mean. She was just... I kept laughing, because the more she said it, the stupider she sounded.
And poor Carmella, man. Give me a break.
Yeah.
Somebody who's plenty talented. She does have it. Yeah. She may not be the next Trish Stratus like they want, but she's good enough.
You just said it. She had it.
Yeah.
She has it.
Yeah.
It. It's called an it factor.
Wrestling is built on that. The it factor, the X factor.
You can't train that.
Right.
You can't teach that.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally can't teach that. And that's why I do get frustrated when people make fun of people like Nikki Bella and Brie Bella and say they're awful, they're god awful, they're the worst things about wrestling. It's like, watch Eva Marie. You might not like the Bellas, but
they can
have
wrestle.
It.
I'll give you that much. They're better than her.
They have it.
You and I would have to argue about that. I don't think they both have it.
Who do you like better?
I think Brie has it more than Nikki at the end of the day.
I agree with that, actually.
Yeah.
I think Nikki's better.
As far as the X Factor goes.
Yeah, I agree. Brie can pull you in better.
Yeah.
Nikki is way too manufactured.
Nikki is what WWE wants. Yes. Brie is what they need.
It's, you know what? Fucking parallel to that, Nikki is John Cena to Brie's Daniel
husbands.
Bryan.
Yeah. 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 Exactly.
One's
well,
organic.
Not husbands, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have liked to Eva Marie 1 second because I think
that's fine.
Did you okay? Did you actually watch the entire match?
Yes.
Did you see the part where she did the big boot to her face?
Yeah.
She literally ran as fast as she could at the ring. I don't know if that's a she went very fast. She basically hit the ropes, and then basically she just walked up and kicked her.
I mean, it's stilted again. Yeah, and just like her promo, just like everything else.
But the thing is that they made it seem like it was such a big kick by replaying it in slow motion.
Made it look bad.
As if she just kicked her. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
of course.
The kick wasn't bad. But the fact that you ran as fast as you could as a rope and then literally just walked up to her,
yeah.
It was
and, I mean,
sad.
Not just poor Carmella, but dude, poor, I don't even like the guy, but poor Rich Brennan for having to try to call this match and make, you know, Corey is the heel. Corey Graves can play it off no matter how he wants. He's just like JBL. No matter how good or bad or whatever, he's supposed to like her anyway. So he'll find a way to make it sound good that they're booing her. But Rich Brennan has to sit out there and act like she's a legitimate
threat. He's supposed
to
be the straight man. Yeah. He's supposed to put her over as a threat when she's not.
And that submission hold she did was the saddest. Okay,
I have PTSD after that
match.
They
put the knee in the back and then you know they grind back on the arms like that.
Surfboard.
Surfboard.
Yeah.
I forget what it's called sometimes, but
it was
so. She didn't have a look on her face, and it was basically just as if okay, you know, you ask somebody to stretch your arms. It's basically as if somebody was just like, hey, okay.
Well, yeah,
loose.
There's
Let
no
go.
Again.
It was so
there you
sad.
Go. It's back to the, there's no character. There's no.
It's
there's
not
nothing.
Organic.
There's
it's not organic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You can even go back and watch Trish Stratus's first interviews when she was in WWE. She wasn't great. I mean, she was green, but she still had it. You could see it on her. Eva Marie
needs a
Eva. Is it Eva? Or Eva.
Eva.
I'm sorry. Eva Marie. You're beautiful, and I'm sure you're good at something, but it's not wrestling.
Yeah, she needs to follow in her Total Divas friend JoJo and not wrestle anymore.
And exit stage left. Well, and I think it's so much more, just the last little kind of wrap-up of it, I think it's so much more frustrating because we've mentioned time and again things like the Diva Search over years or whatever. They will hire, you know, the person who wins gets their contract, but they almost always hire the top, like, next two or three, four. And sooner or later, they all fade away.
Yeah. Yep.
Eve is just, she's like there you go. I was trying to think of a barnacle on a ship. I don't know why I thought of that, but that's what, she just will not die. She
and,
will
and
not
it's gonna
go
be
away.
Sad.
She's like Matt Hardy.
And I hate that you sent me that article out one day, because you know I'm a huge Bayley fan.
Yeah.
That they're going to push her so hard and
they're
so
gonna
fast.
They're going to take the title from Bayley.
And granted, rumor, but every day looks more and more like that.
What's frustrating... I want to look at this from Eva Marie's perspective for just a second, then we'll get off fucking Eva Marie, for
Please.
God's sake.
Yeah.
But imagine being her, and what if she legitimately has a desire to be in wrestling, and she really is training as hard as she can, and it's just not working. That's got to be frustrating
for
her.
She might have good training, but she might not be as hesitant in training because it's not in front of a crowd.
Yeah.
But when you're in the ring, that's your moment.
Imagine trying so hard at something and really wanting it to work and trying your best at it and realizing... It's not working.
But here's the thing. Let me give you a parallel to that. Maria Kanellis, who left WWE just in general. We've never really, I don't think, found out exactly. I know she was frustrated with some of the talent. I think Randy Orton, that's when
Bellas,
that came about.
I heard too.
The Bellas, they were a hard time. So she goes to ROH. She hones her craft. Now she's one of the most respected women currently, anyway, in wrestling. I know it's got to be hard to give up that WWE deal because that's it. Right now, WWE, for years now, has been the pinnacle. When you
it's
make the it there, that's it. But if you're really dedicated to that craft, I feel like you would have to go, okay, this isn't working for me. I'm being pushed to a stage that I don't need to be at right now, that frankly I don't deserve, but also that I can't handle. I can't hang at this level.
Right.
But maybe if I go spend some time on the indies and go do this for a while, I bet at the very least on my name alone right now I can get in, because she's already got a decent trainer.
Yeah.
She's already got Brian Kendrick training her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, drop back to the
get
to
that
the
world
low
experience.
Circuit. Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Go to Japan. Go to Mexico. Do something. Try.
Yeah.
Give it a shot, and then come back later.
I'm sorry.
I will say the one thing that I understand why that wouldn't be the case with her, and it's really sad that I have to say this, but it's true. She's a woman. She has a time limit on how long WWE will consider her a viable option.
Yeah. Once you hit a certain age, they don't care.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah. And Total Divas really hurt her, too.
Yeah, Total
Divas. Yeah, that didn't help at all. I mean, it pushed her to the main stage, but that's the problem.
I hate when I turn on... I used to watch it. And I used to watch it for the backstage stuff again, but whenever I saw her on the thing, I'm like,
here we go.
Here's stupid.
You could even imagine. She made your penis soft.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
You know? You know, I think of, when I think of people like Eva Marie, I think of like Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, that's a good comparison.
You throw him right into Twilight. Mm-hmm. You put him right in one of the biggest things ever, and I hated him.
Yeah.
I hated Twilight. I hated everything about him.
Oh, yeah.
He hates Twilight.
Yeah. Does everybody else who worked on it.
And now that I see him in other movies, I go, you know what? He's a pretty good actor, and he's actually a damn decent guy.
I like Twilight.
Never mind. Let's just move on. Hey.
I feel like the point guy.
Hey.
There goes the point.
Did you hear about Matt Hardy?
No, I didn't. Other than you mentioned him a minute ago, I haven't thought about Matt Hardy in a long time.
Yesterday, WWE Network and WWE sent out a special happy birthday to Matt Hardy with the hashtag, they hashtagged Matt Hardy in it and showed clips of his best stuff.
What?
Dalton sent me the picture of it.
Yeah.
From his feed. And I thought he was joking, so I went and checked. No. Yeah. They legitimately name dropped Matt Hardy.
Now, he's
in their
still
feed.
Working at GFW, right?
He's in TNA.
I was saying he's doing something.
Does
somewhere.
That matter
what
anymore?
Are those two companies?
Yeah, exactly. Does that matter anymore? People are leaving TNA. Like,
if they're not paying you, obviously you're not hired by them.
It's true.
Well, they're at least good to go through the end of the year.
Yeah, but if you're Matt Hardy,
Christmas kids.
Oh, imagine you're in TNA and you're hoping for that Paul Heyman paycheck to come through.
Yeah.
And WWE calls and says, "Hey, are you interested in doing something with the Dudleys in New Day?
how
fast can I get to Stanford? You know." He literally left a smoke cloud in the shape of him as he ran.
With the V1 shocker thrown up.
Which is good because he could stand to lose a little weight, I hear.
Oh, yeah.
He's not a cruiserweight weight anymore.
He's better shaped than me, that's for sure.
Cruising down to Burger King.
Why don't you go to Burger King?
Huh?
Burger King sucks.
It's flame broiled. What the fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah.
It's
Have you never
broiled.
Smelled it when you drive by?
Yeah.
It smells like heaven. It
smells like you blew out some candles.
No, what?
Think about that. Next time you drive by Burger King, it smells
Nobody
like
burnt. Nobody doesn't.
Nobody blows like up candles for me because nobody celebrates anything I do.
Oh, that got dark.
Okay.
You just like Burger King early in the morning because they're not open.
Speaking of dark.
Kurt Angle's brother killed his wife.
Yep.
Yeah, that happened.
What a week for weird deaths.
What a week. What a month
Ghost
for murders.
Adventures people? Oh, I know you were talking
about
Yeah,
Mark
that.
And Debbie Constantino. Do you ever watch Ghost Adventures?
No.
Well, you know, I'm big into the paranormal.
It's a misleading title, by the way. I always think that ghosts are going to go
on adventures.
Yeah.
Well, they have to deal with Zach Bagans. And that dude's an asshole.
What's up, bro?
Fucking fight me in real life, ghost. I'm jacked.
I'm jacked.
Mark and Debbie Constantino, they were on Ghost Adventures. And as stupid as it sounds, I had a schoolboy crush on Debbie Constantino. I thought she was so attractive and so funny on the show. And then I read a couple days ago that he kidnapped her and killed her and then killed himself.
And then the paranormal community immediately was like, you know, maybe we don't try to contact them instantly.
Oh, yeah. That Amy Bruni, who used to work for Ghost Hunters,
she
posted, it really sickens me that people in the paranormal community, and usually not the shows, they won't touch
right,
them,
no.
But the fans are like, well, let's try to get an EVP of them.
Yeah.
And she said this was domestic abuse. This is a real issue.
Yeah.
Don't fucking make it into
it's
a
not,
thing.
No.
You know, have some fucking humility. Have
right.
Have some respect for the dead.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't contact Kurt Angle's brother and his wife either.
No.
Leave that alone.
All the messages I saw from Zach Bagan, from Nick Groff, from Aaron Goodwin, all the people that are in it were just so sad to hear about this tragedy. Just like Kurt Angle. Let's move this back to wrestling.
Yeah.
Kurt Angle's brother, is it? Which one is it?
Is not
David?
Eric, was it?
No.
No, I think it was David.
I'm pulling
David?
It up.
I think you're right.
Apparently, I mean, from what I understand, and of course, until this is settled, we're basing this on rumor,
mm-hmm.
but that his wife was trying to badger him into having drinks with her,
mm-hmm.
and it got into a fight to a point that he had her on the ground with her arms pulled up and his foot down on her neck.
Jeez.
And killed her. So
Ugh.
She is dead, and he has been arrested for, I don't know if it was homicide or manslaughter, what
I would
it is.
Assume manslaughter.
But, yeah, so.
Excuse me, manslaughter.
Man, I feel bad for Kurt Angle.
That's wicked, man.
Yeah.
I mean, we've picked on Kurt Angle a lot, don't get me wrong, but that's not at the time. We're going to let Kurt Angle slide.
Yeah, he gets free pass right now.
Yeah.
Because that's just real. Has David ever, I'm assuming it's David. If I'm wrong, I apologize.
I think
it's find
Eric.
Anywhere,
Eric
so.
Was the fake Angle.
Eric was the fake Angle.
Yeah,
that was in
the Undertaker
WWE.
Survivor
yeah.
Series that year.
Was David ever involved in wrestling?
I don't think so.
Or does he just get the rub because of
I think that's it.
That's
I think
why it's a
just
story.
Because Kurt Angle is a pseudo celebrity. So.
Also, speaking of wrestling murders, Jimmy Snuka's trial pushed back to October 7th, I think.
That means that there's some kind of evidence going on.
Bet he'll cop a plea.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Will go down.
That age,
time.
He'll cop a plea.
He's so
sure.
old.
I watched the episode of It's Always Sunny last night where they sell Invigoron. and Roddy Piper's there.
That's my favorite episode.
Oh, I feel so bad.
Oh, man.
Actually, after Piper's death, and you told me that he was on,
yeah,
I went to work that night and actually pulled up my Kindle.
Found that one.
Watched both of them, and I, my boys.
No, wait.
So
I haven't made it that far.
We're in for a treat.
I know it. Well, I've seen that episode before. Yeah. We just haven't made it. Sarah hasn't seen it, so she's going to dig it.
She's going to dig it.
I don't know why I'm Randy Savage today.
Oh, yeah.
I thought of Booker T.
The last one we saw was the pub crawl. And the
I've never watched the show. So.
Oh, the North Korea situation. She's 13 years old.
No, she's 12.
12.
It's even, it's not,
and Danny DeVito runs in and opens up his shirt and gets his nips wet.
Yeah, it's pretty wicked.
There's a part in that episode of the Invigorant thing where they're trying to trigger Ben. Have you met Ben the Soldier?
Not yet.
Well, there's a character called Ben the Soldier, and they're trying to trigger.
I think he's in the first wrestling episode. Yeah, if I remember correctly.
They're trying to trigger his PTSD. And they start getting loud while they're presenting it. And Roddy Piper just grabs this lamp and breaks it. And they're staring at him. And he says, I don't wrestle in the ring no more, but I still wrestle with the demons inside the maniac's head. Oh, and Roddy Piper delivers it so fucking well. Oh my God.
Of course he does. Hey, I did have one other little wrestling story here. We've still got like 10 minutes to go. This is quick, but you'll enjoy this. Speaking of people being frustrated with WWE, Wrestling Observer says that apparently they were interested in bringing back Carlito to the point that they made him an offer.
I remember that story, yeah.
He declined it. Now, the idea was they wanted to bring him back to work with Primo and Epico because Primo's his brother. They would repackage the Matadors. They would not be Los Matadores anymore.
They would go back to being them?
Right. They're already talking about dropping that angle or that gimmick anyway. They're done with that gimmick. It's not doing anything. So Primo's his brother. He worked with him the last time he was there. Yeah. Primo had just come in.
Yeah.
And Epico is his cousin. And WWE, of course, wants new Hispanic stars. They don't have Del Rio. They don't have Rey Mysterio anymore. So they're trying to do that. Now, is that going to be the big jolt that they need in the Hispanic market? I don't think so.
I mean, only if he comes back with that apple. You know,
but
the only storyline I remember of his, and I know he's been there a long time, is whenever he stabbed John Cena in the nightclub.
No, that was
Zach.
That
Zach
was
did finger Jesus. Quotes.
That was Jesus.
It was.
But that was the rumor, though.
He beat John Cena in his first match for a title. Didn't know many people do that.
For the U.S. title, yeah.
And then there was the part where he asked Maria if she spit or swallowed, and she was like, I swallow. And every 11, 12-year-old boy went, jack off.
See, I thought for sure you were going to say you remembered his bit at WrestleMania with Austin, but then again, he kind of got the shit kicked out of him because we were just talking about Piper. That was the same segment. That was at the same time.
What about his the angle he had with Flair, where Flair said, you know what, you're fantastic, but you could be better.
Yeah.
Working with Ric Flair should make you.
Yep.
Didn't. Because what I understand, Carlito at that time was good, but didn't have the heart.
Not motivated.
Not motivated.
Yeah. Not in any way whatsoever.
Do you want to talk about Rusev?
Well, before getting there, can I mention one thing I just read?
I just want to talk about Rusev.
And I know this is going to be very quick because you guys probably... But 3 hours ago, there was a new update on CM Punk that within the next few weeks, they will be announcing his fight date.
I have two fears about CM Punk. One is that he's going to win, and then I won't be able to make fun of him.
Uh-huh.
Two is that he's going to lose, and then I don't know.
Your friend's going to be real sad.
I don't want him to win or lose. I want him to quit before the fight ever happens.
Why? Let him do – he's already came out in a statement. People have bashed him for this. He's like, win, lose, or draw – I followed my dream. I've won personally. If you guys don't like it, suck it.
That's absolutely true.
CM Punk in a nutshell. I mean, that's...
So, you know, love or hate him, I always love him. I don't care if he wins or loses. I'm going to be there. I'm going to support him, but, you know.
I don't know.
You just like having jokes to make.
Well, I mean, as a comedian,
it's like when Bush went out of office. You're like, man, what the hell am I supposed to do now?
What am I going to do with this Barack Obama? Wait, his middle name's Hussein? He's a Muslim?
We got a show!
I have no monologue.
And gosh, I wish it were better, but we got one.
You know who's more interesting than Punk?
Trump.
Tank Abbott.
Oh, you told me about this.
Yeah, did you hear what he said?
I don't know who he is.
You don't remember Tank Abbott? All right, well, he was one of the big UFC fighters back before UFC was popular.
Yeah.
But then he transitioned into wrestling. He was in WCW for many, many years. And
he beat the hell out of Three Count.
He beat up Three Count, but then he joined him.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
So here's big Tank Abbott. I always say he looks like everybody's fat uncle. Yeah. That looks big.
That's back when, like you said, UFC fighters, not only were they not popular,
they didn't have the look at all.
Yeah.
The guys now in UFC are trained.
Oh,
they're
fucking
killing machines.
They had no rules back in UFC. I remember watching like one of the very first fights, and a dude walked out to the ring with a bare hand and a boxing glove in one hand. And then he went out there, and literally the whole match, he just punched a dude in the dick the whole time.
Yeah, I remember the dick punches. There were lots of dick punches back then.
That was the whole match.
I remember seeing a 6'6" guy weighing 500 pounds fighting a 5'2" guy.
Was that when Dana White used to own it?
I think he's owned it forever.
That may be my favorite sentence you've ever said, Zach. I still can't get past it. This dude comes out with a boxing glove in one hand, and he spends the whole match just punching a guy in the dick.
That's what he did.
That was a finishing move. Well, take it. So he
is that going to be in 2K16? Can you use
the dick
that
punches?
One? Yeah. Can you create a move that?
Remind me a second. I want to speak about Tyler Breeze, but go ahead.
Tank Abbott, he went on record on a podcast this week, and we said the funny thing was...
I don't know what podcast was this, because I didn't hear it.
Well, yeah.
That's the thing. Senior podcast correspondent, Shannon Young.
I think we said by podcast, it's just him standing in his bathroom mirror.
Right.
And he's imagining people are listening.
Come on now.
Get me. But he said that he'll fight any woman... And because he's talking about Ronda Rousey.
Right, right.
Because Ronda Rousey's running her mouth that she can beat up any man.
Yeah.
And she can, by the way.
I think she can.
Yeah,
right.
Let's be honest.
Running her mouth with total validation.
Right. Well, Tank Abbott said, I can beat any woman. If you can beat me, I'll give you $100,000. But if I beat you, you have to make make me a sandwich. Jesus fucking Christ.
I just think he had...
And he wanted to point out, you have to be born a female. No trans.
Yeah,
I assume that he was, like, watching TV... And all of a sudden, he read Greg Valentine's thing, and then he saw Ronda Rousey said, and a fucking light switch went off in his head, and he's like, I got a contest.
Well, I don't think
the light switches went out in his head a long time ago.
The light bulb was there, but it didn't turn on because he can't afford the electricity anymore, because he's not working. What a dinosaur to come in and say, just like Greg the misogynist Valentine, to say something like this. Like, ridiculous. These dinosaurs just need to die and get AIDS like that guy.
Come on, dude. Come on. We're cleaning up our act on this show.
Sorry.
And you're
I'm going to thump your eye, you little bitch.
I know you want to talk about Tyler Breeze. Let me lead you into that.
Okay.
Last night after NXT TakeOver, they posted sort of an updated card for NXT TakeOver Respect.
Yep.
That's their next big event. It's happening. It's going to be at Full Sail. They're not traveling for this one. October 7th. Is when the show is going down, so what, 2 weeks, I think?
Yeah.
So right now, the current card is, I'll do it top to bottom the way that they have it listed. The main event is the first time ever, female main event, Bayley shot Sasha Banks, 30-minute Iron Man Iron Woman NXT Women's title match, because they can't go an hour.
It should be an Iron
better
Person.
Cut it in half.
Wait, two things on that. Is that the very first... Has Trish and Lita ever been in a main event at a pay-per-view? Was it like Vince 2007?
No, Raw, that was it.
I was going to ask him a trivia question.
Okay, because... Kayla was asking about it last night, and I was like, I know Trish and Lita had a main event on Raw.
Main event on Raw,
I couldn't remember if they had one at... I remember...
No, they never had a main event pay-per-view.
But I feel like they also should have changed this match to Iron Woman, because that's what the fans were chanting before they announced it.
Yeah.
And I feel like they should probably change the name on that, but hey, whatever. Yeah. I look forward to this.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great match. And
oh, yeah.
I mean...
I can't say it's going to be the show stealer because it's already the show.
It's the show. Well, yeah. You've got the semifinals and the finals of the Tag Team Classic, the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic. I don't even know what the bracket is here, but I'll just give you the teams that are left. Chad Gable and Jason Jordan, because they're ready, willing, and Gable.
They're going to win.
No.
They're going to win.
Nope.
Ryder and Mojo Rawley, Hype Bros.
Yep.
You got Enzo and Cass.
That's who I think's going to win.
Soft. Dawson and Wilder are still in it.
Who the fuck?
Dash Wilder. Scott Dawson and Dash Wilder.
Dash Wilder.
Your favorite name.
God damn it.
What? Are you wiping
you spit on me.
Rhino.
You got to pay a hooker $100 to do that in Taiwan.
Normally, that'll cost you. Rhino and Baron Corbin.
And they're out tomorrow.
Balor and Joe. Balor and Joe are not going to win because they're already teasing the dissension. That's your next title feud.
And I feel like Baron Corbin and Rhino, they should call them like the Super Valium Brothers.
Sleepy. Speaking of NXT, I love how when they show... I love how like when you watch NXT, they show from the previous week of the... Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic.
I love
how it's like in a bar.
Have you ever watched some old school? Todd Pettengill used to do this. Shannon, we were talking about him the other day. They would do this on the Saturday show, Saturday morning, or Shotgun Saturday
I've
night.
Seen
they would
it,
have
but
him.
I love this feel. Yeah. I love this look too. But
it's the same idea, basically. They do a quick recap. I forget who the guy is. It's not Rich Brennan. It's another
some
geek in a suit, but they have him.
Who was the woman that just walked by?
I don't know. I didn't see who it was.
She was lovely.
I was not paying attention.
I feel like that was Chloe C, maybe.
Your guess is as good as mine. So there was one other match, though. It's okay, Zach, that you were, because you wanted to talk about Tyler Breeze, and the other match that they
announced
like
this
is
one.
Tyler Breeze versus Apollo Crews.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it too early to put Tyler Breeze versus Apollo Crews?
Well, no, because they're going to put Crews over, and at this point, Tyler Breeze can't win a match to save his life. But
here's my thing.
Did he lose to Dempsey on NXT?
No, he did win that. He won that match,
okay.
As
and
I
him,
recall.
And then him and Bull Dempsey were in a tag team caused that whole feud. Then I think last week they had a...
They had a match last night. That's what I'm talking about. Breeze won the match last night.
Yeah. And I wanted to speak about how he won because I like when I watch a little bit of old school wrestling, you see the heels. Kevin Owens is the most recent one right now where he'll, like, leave the ring and, like, walk around, like, hey, give me time.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen a heel.
Takes a break. Takes a powder.
Yeah. Powder. And I haven't seen I haven't seen a heel come in a long time and, like, be like Ric Flair. We've seen Undertaker come in as a good guy and use low blows because he had to. That was part of the storyline. But I haven't seen people, you know, like William Regal use an object to win in a match in a while. Low blows. But Tyler Breeze last night used the ropes to win. And I enjoyed seeing that because it brought back a little old
school. It's an old school heel move.
Yes. And that was.
Yeah. I wasn't looking again.
Damn, Zach. Break your neck looking at her.
Easy killer.
Well, I had to say, you're talking about Jesus.
I have my head down here.
No. But yes, I really enjoy the fact that he uses old school heel moves.
I feel like, how much time we got left?
We're like right at an hour.
Damn, I guess we'll have to wait till next week to talk about what we should have talked about at some point during the show.
What was that?
The main event for Hell in a Cell. I mean, I know we'll talk about it again,
why don't we just say it for the
Well, let's just mention it. It's Lesnar and Undertaker.
Lesnar and Undertaker, because Asa had a big problem. He asked me, so they've done nothing with Taker and Lesnar since the pay-per-view, have they? And I said, no, they haven't. Lesnar beat up Bo Dallas, and that's it.
Yep.
And now they've announced Undertaker versus Lesnar in Hell in a Cell. And after what happened to Sting, why would you put the Undertaker in a match with Brock Lesnar in a fucking Hell in a Cell?
Yeah. In the most, I mean, call it what you will, the Elimination Chamber is pretty bad too, but in the, probably the most destructive environment WWE has. And for all the conjecture and all the stuff they do for promo videos, it really is.
It's a
dangerous
thing.
It's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And especially against Lesnar.
Yeah.
A guy who goes, who has no, when people say you go 0 to 60, Lesnar has nothing in between. It just starts at 0 and then hits 60 immediately.
Yeah. Yeah.
He has no medium set.
Do you think the cell at some point will break?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The question
Especially with Undertaker.
How?
Undertaker's going to go through it, because we always talk about Brock Lesnar being tough and throwing people around, but how often do you see Brock Lesnar thrown around?
I think it's
Can the
be,
man take an insane bump?
I think it's going to be something like he goes to, like, spear him, or like, you know, like his like tackle. Mm. Did the thing, I just see Undertaker spinning out of the way.
I could see him just F5-ing Undertaker right into the wall.
I can see
and
that too.
The whole thing so, down.
I can see Undertaker leaving this in a body bag.
Yeah.
Not the way the Undertaker usually leaves things
in
a body
bag. Yeah,
not in
a good way. Yeah, yeah, the coffin might be real this time.
Right. But we'll save that for the next show.
Yeah.
We'll save it for the next show. We gotta leave it on a cliffhanger people come back. Yeah.
Tune in next week.
Same pod channel. Same pod the network because we own it. Anyway, we'll talk about that next week.
Email us.
Oh, okay.
Like
put it out there. Here, going, man.
Like us on Facebook. Subscribe to us on YouTube.
Twitter.
They can like our
Zach, when's that Instagram page coming?
All right, look.
Just like, review, and subscribe our podcast.
Look,
that's all I got.
Fans, this is Shannon. I'm going to be honest with you for a second. Let me be real with you. I don't like promoting. I don't like bothering people about going to pages, liking things, subscribing. But I have a desire to see this thing get bigger than it is because I love what we do and I want to share it with more people. So if you would be so kind.
So you're going to let me do it, right?
Spread the word.
Yeah.
Spread the word. Like us, subscribe, post this show to your friends, let them know about what's going on.
Yeah.
Because we want to entertain as many people as we possibly can.
And in
thank
general,
you so much.
Just go to social media and look up Podzilla 1985, because we're on
about
everything.
We're everywhere. Google
Facebook,
us.
Twitter, YouTube.
We're all over the internet.
We're on
point.
iTunes now.
Podcast.
Podbean,
of course. And what is what? Huh?
Pocket Cast. People who have Podbean and they're having issues with it like we have, we are now for Android on Pocket Cast.
Oh, cool.
And it's the much better app.
Cool. You have options to listen to us. Share it with all your friends. Let them know you like the show.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And starting next week, we'll start having actual video
of
our podcast.
That's the rumor.
Yeah,
that's
just the mirror. Now you're going to actually be able to see our ugly mugs the whole time.
Well, I mean, you guys.
And you won't see my neck.
I'm the arrow.
And I won't have a neck, so you won't see my neck. Because I don't have one.
You're like a shark.
The back of his head is just like a package of hot dogs, man.
It's like a thumb.
You look like a thumb with hair.
I'm Zach Price.
I just blew all my wind out right then laughing that I literally blacked out.
You sound like a 78-year-old man.
Literally, my knees buckled over here like Sting for a second.
You browned out for a minute there.
All right, so that'll be next week on the Next Pro Wrestling. We'll talk about all the things that happened. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you. What is today?
Yeah,
technically
it's Friday. Thursday. No, it's Friday.
Technically.
It's Friday.
So we'll see you on Sunday with something, maybe.
Something random something.
Something random something. We'll talk about Donald Trump. And that prick with the drugs again.
Donald Trump? Ass.
Well, no. I'm sure he's popping them. Until then, though, thank you guys for listening. Spread the word. And thank you so much. We'll see you. Have a great weekend.
Yep.